With the college football championship tucked away in Austin, Texas, the deck is cleared to professional football. The National Football League's month-long build-up to the Super Bowl begins with four games this weekend, and here to talk about all this is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, good to talk to you.
Hey, Michelle.
Two games tomorrow, two on Sunday. Can you give us a quick breakdown?
Well, first, the top two seeds in each conference actually get the week off, and they are Indianapolis and Denver in the American Conference and Seattle and Chicago in the National Conference. Tomorrow afternoon, the first game is Washington in Tampa Bay, and here in D.C., the return of the Washington Redskins to the playoffs for the first time since 1999 is pretty much the only thing that will take headlines away from lobbyist guilty pleas and spying investigations. And then after that game tomorrow, you've got Jacksonville visiting the two-time defending champion New England Patriots. And on Sunday, it's Pittsburgh at Cincinnati and Carolina at the New York Giants.
Now, one team that's missing from this roundup, last year's Super Bowl loser, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep, and that's not so unusual in the NFL. The Eagles are the fifth of the last eight Super Bowl teams that failed to qualify for the postseason the subsequent season. And the Eagles had plenty of problems this year, but it really demonstrates just how the NFL is structured to encourage turnover year to year in playoff teams who very quickly lose that edge.
Stefan, you mentioned that the Patriots are going for their third straight Super Bowl win. Their quarterback, Tom Brady, this past week, talked about how he felt the team wasn't getting enough respect. What's all that grousing about?
It was kind of weird, but he did have sort of a point. The Patriots didn't have the great season that we've become accustomed to. They won 10 out of 16 games. They had some injuries, and people have been questioning their ability to win that third straight Super Bowl, which no team has ever done. But they are peaking at just the right time, and they have the advantage this week of a home game in the cold, both things which make a difference in the NFL. An interesting point made by Dahani Jones, a Philadelphia Eagles linebacker who's writing about the playoffs on the NFL's website. And he pointed out that Jacksonville's quarterback, Byron Leftwich, will play on an injured ankle, which will trouble him more in cold weather than it would had the team been in Jacksonville, where it's much warmer.
Stefan, let's talk about what some of the teams that didn't make the playoffs have been up to, which I guess is handing out a lot of pink slips.
Yes. When the dust settles, it looks like at least nine NFL teams will begin next season with new coaches. That's more than a quarter of the league's 32 teams. Seven coaches have been fired. One retired, Dick Vermeil of the Kansas City Chiefs. And one, Herman Edwards of the New York Jets, appears to be leaving his current job to take the vacancy in Kansas City.
That's a lot of turnover.
Yeah, it is. Even for a pro sports league, there are different factors in every firing. And in this batch, you had one coach, Mike Tice of the Minnesota Vikings, who was whacked, even though he had a winning record this season, because of embarrassment scandals off the field. Then you had another, Mike Sherman in Green Bay, who was let go after his first losing season in all 6 years that he's been with the team. But there was a new GM there and a perception that he wanted his own guy after the Packers had a lousy season. The universal theme, though, is that NFL coaches are under ever-increasing pressure to win quickly, and if they don't, there will be a reason found to let them go.
Stefan, since you follow the money trail in the world of sports, you've probably noticed one other change. The league deciding this week that it will no longer have a sponsorship category for a specific kind of drug.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction drugs. The league had a three-year deal with GlaxoSmithKline's Levitra drug, and that was worth $6 million a year. It expires after this season, but the NFL apparently has decided that it doesn't want to remain in that category, and that's according to the Sports Business Daily. They reported that today. The league apparently has decided that they didn't like the way that the drug was being positioned these days, which was much more of a focus on the sexual performance aspects. And on the flip side, these companies seem to be backing off from a lot of their sponsorship deals. They're not spending as much money to be in the advertising and marketing game.
Thanks, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.